Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here is what he has to say. Hello Sandman, love your videos and I'm a longtime fan. Could you make one video about Andrew Tate? You mentioned him once before. I'm a believer in the black pill, and I put his success up to his 6'4" height, an athletic build, and his high IQ. But is there more to him than that? Or is it all business and classic online buy my course scam? Best to you. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. From everything I've seen and heard about Andrew Tate, the former kickboxing world champion, he's oozing with brilliance, out of every pore, and he's wise beyond his years. Sure, a guy might be blessed genetically with more intelligence and height, but you can't say that's the only reason for success. Andrew Tate has things that most men don't have, the first being courage. He had the courage to get into the ring and get beat up badly and embarrassed. What about the self-discipline required to train to fight and build up your muscles? Do incels really believe that six-pack abs just magically show up because a man is a Chad, and for no other reason? He also is impervious to shaming language because he was running a digital whorehouse and didn't seem to care about what people had to say about him. Not to mention courage going up to the Romanian mafia and asking them if he could start a business and compete against another criminal organization. I respect the guy's risk-taking behavior. Is that nature or nurture? You be the judge. I know plenty of tall guys that have high IQs and end up becoming pizza delivery boys or retail workers. Why don't they all turn into Andrew Tate if they have a same or similar genetic template? Those guys are mostly all theory and no action because their brains get in the way. Then there are guys that are morons that succeed in life because they copy other successful guys and emulate their every move. Those guys are all action and little to no theory. I would put guys like the Bulldog Mindset into that camp. Andrew Tate is a combination of theory and action, and that's why he's become so successful. He's hungry for a better standard of life for himself. He started with no money and built himself up. I credit much of his success to the discipline it took to become a kickboxing champion. Hard work, discipline, and determination are the primary reasons for his success, not his genes. I wish that black pillars would realize that it comes down to the individual man's soul for success in business and life just as much as his body. I've seen tall morons succeed in the corporate world because they looked the part and faked it till they made it, but they were mooching off of others. Andrew Tate didn't suckle off of a corporate teat. He built himself up from nothing. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo. But Hex, the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, now back to You'll Never Be As Wealthy As Andrew Tate Clown World Show. The reason this video has supercars is because Andrew Tate owns dozens of them, and the kickboxing girls are self-explanatory. As to why some people don't like Tate and think it all comes down to his genes, it's because they don't understand his prolific personality. When I first started my channel, I was under attack by guys like Thinking Ape and other MGTOW content creators, because I was pumping out tons of content day after day, week after week, month after month. They thought I was cheating somehow and tricking people into following me. But it was basic mathematics. More videos meant more viewers, meant more subscribers. I hate it when people get angry because you're working your ass off to succeed, and doing what they can't do because it's not like they can't do it physically, but because they lack motivation. I recognize Andrew Tate's high energy and drive because I have that myself to some extent. Although I don't think I'm anywhere near as smart as him in business. And only about 60% to 70% as smart as him when it comes to female nature. His success is partially because of the genetic lottery, but it's mostly because of self-motivation and stubborn determination. Part of it is hunger for a better life, and part of it is to escape poverty. Andrew Tate grew up poor, and I think that his drive to succeed is to put being poor so far back in the rearview mirror by one of his luxury cars that he never sees it again. I put a link in the description to my favorite interview of his, and I think that interview had about 50 or 60 small 2-minute tidbit videos made out of it. However, where Tate gets things wrong is purpose. The person that wins in life is not the one with the most toys and has banged the most babes. The person that wins is the one that has the greatest number of unique experiences that money can't buy. Spiritual experiences that can't be quantified. Would trading all the money in the world be worth the precognitive and past life experiences I've had? I used to be all about materialism because I was terrified of my own mortality. After you learn about higher consciousness, you learn that there are things to fear that are greater than death. Those being pain on a scale 99.9% of you haven't even imagined before. I've been around people that have had great wealth in their lives, and eventually it became ordinary and boring, and they can no longer appreciate it. But when you have a new experience that transcends the physical limits of reality and consciousness, that never gets old. Now that Tate is probably worth somewhere around $20 million plus, he's cleaned up his image a bit from being a digital pimp in the beginning, running a cam whorehouse in Romania. Now he's into casinos, real estate, and crypto. He got his seed money from selling women online to men that wanted to spill their seed all over them. If I had that much money instead of buying 20 or 30 supercars, I would build a roadside attraction or small museum that's kind of quirky with the money in every single US state. Because it would make a great hobby curating their collections while helping enrich the world with culture that I saw worthy of being preserved and shared. Collections shouldn't be in private museums, but they should be out there for the public to enjoy and appreciate. Andrew Tate used to speak about how he was a pimp, or positive, inspirational, motivational person, and also a great humanitarian because he gave cam whores 25% of the revenue from their bodies, which in some sense makes him a philanthropist too. But in another sense, as he actually made the world a better place besides teaching guys how to get laid and making money from his marketing courses. He hasn't saved the lives of guys and given them a reason to live besides materialism and sex. Where's that higher purpose that every man needs to find for himself out there? His blind spot is that he hasn't been red-pilled on how consumerism has warped his mind. That was the first red pill I swallowed at the age of 19 or 20. The next pill I swallowed after that I'd call the X-Files pill, where my life for 5 years resembled a real-life episode of X-Files, almost one weird experience every month. There was also the peak oil and peak everything pill. I don't think Tate has gone through any of those. He's been red-pilled about female nature, he's orange-pilled when it comes to crypto, and he's red-pilled on the decline of the West, and that's partially why he's in Romania. I think he's the real Magilla, the real McCoy. There's nothing about him at all that screams out scam to me. The only thing that might come across as not being honest is if he teaches you what he knows, then he's probably smart enough to realize that a lot of it'll go over your head, because you don't have the same mental aptitude that he does. But that's not his fault. He's probably thinking to himself, why can't the other humans think the way that I do, and reach the same conclusions? I watched his video about his assessment about the Tinder swindler, and many of the things he observed I also saw. He just knew more about the Scandinavian women because to him, they're the easiest to pick up in Europe, and scam because they're feminists that believe in true equality. Plus, their men are pushovers, so the last thing they're expecting is men from the outside to screw them over. Another thing that Andrew Tate has as both good and bad is his anxious energy. He seems to be restless and has a hard time sitting still. That's great when you're younger because it motivates you to try new things in life. But as you get older, it can lead to mental illness. They can also lead to physical ailments related to stress. I suffer from that type of nervous emotional energy and have a very, very hard time relaxing. In many of the lower IQ guys that I've met throughout my lifetime that had no education that became multimillionaires, that same ceaseless nervous energy is there in most of them. It's a nervous drive where no matter what you do in life, there is never real satisfaction. So you keep seeking out more and more excess, hoping that it fills some sort of gap in your life. Andrew Tate has to be the first person I've heard say what everyone is thinking, but Cantor is too embarrassed to believe, that he's addicted to social media. He's also absolutely correct on his assessment that it's more important to produce online content than it is to consume it. You want to produce more. That's a lot healthier for you because just consuming stressful negative messages all day from others will destroy you. But making content about interesting things and sharing it with everyone is a form of therapy in my opinion. And it's like the internet is your therapist listening to you. Just to recap, sure, the height helps Tate get women and be successful. It also looked to me like he had thinning hair and he shaved his head and he makes it work. The muscles just didn't show up on their own. He had to work out and build them. Black pillars need to understand that just because nature provides you a decent solid foundation genetically doesn't mean it's going to build a house on top of it for you too. You have to go out there and do that work yourself. If your foundation is sand or something that's not solid, then you need to build a structure that's going to support the weight. If your physical looks are awful, then you can't build your life up on the foundation of female validation, because you'll never get enough of it. Instead, maybe build up your life on a spiritual instead of physical foundation. If you're gifted and have high IQ and intelligence, then don't let that be a curse. Instead, take what appears to be an irrational risk sometimes, instead of always staying in the fortress of procrastination. Even if you risk and you fail, you'll regret it a lot less than if you never tried. As for Andrew Tate, whatever the guy touches turns to gold. The only downside I can see so far is when he says he has enemies that might come after him and take his life. Makes me think he pissed off the wrong Romanian gangsters. What I think is keeping him alive and safe is that he has a lot of charisma, and that even his enemies are entertained by his antics, and want to see what he's going to do next. It takes a lot of courage to make enemies of mobsters, and just let it roll off your giant shoulders. 99.99% of us will never be as muscular, tall, intelligent, shameless, and driven as Andrew Tate. But I believe that in some ways we should hold him up as an ideal to aspire to, because he's only in his early 30s. If you can't be like him, then Black Pillars should aspire to be like Tim Pool. He's bald and not exactly a 10, but he's also driven and comes from a poor background. Hard work makes men strong, and Black Pillars have it hard, so why not use all that negative energy to fuel you forward in life instead of crying about how you don't have an overweight wife? I think that Andrew Tate will be in the manosphere for many years to come, and I can't wait to see which pill he swallows next. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Andrew Tate used to smash his opponents in the boxing ring, and then he'd take the ring card girls home and smash them on his bedding. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the grifters pretending that they understand women and finance as well as Andrew Tate away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.